The devotional for today was written by Caitlin Fisher. My Christmas Eve memories are infused with a reminder of waiting. As a young girl, I longed for the day when I would be mature enough to be chosen as Mary in our annual Christmas Eve pageant. In my memory, Mary was always beautiful, demure, and wearing powder blue taffeta, and I felt desperate to one day be her representative. My imagination for the Mother of God never included anything about birth pangs, being clothed with the sun, or being confronted by dragons. I never did get the opportunity to play the part, but perhaps the fulfillment of my childhood Christmas wish came not in the donning of the regal blue gown, but in the moment I gave birth to my third child. All birth is difficult, and this one unmedicated. Crying out in birth pangs somehow seems too gentle an expression to describe the guttural sounds emitting from my throat unbeknownst to me. Despite my fragile body and broken spirit, my son was born into the world, and I was left with an adrenaline of triumph coursing through my veins. We may not all give birth to children, but every one of us is called to participate in the restoration of God's kingdom. Mary pronounced the vision of that kingdom as a place where the mighty will be brought low, and all the hungry filled with good things. And yet the fruition of his vision feels so far away. May these words of scripture act as a midwife offering sustenance to continue in your difficult labor. The dragon of injustice will be thrown down. If that feels like an impossible task, I can assure you that the birth of a child through our fragile, broken bodies does as well. And yet God's power sustains us as we co-labor to bring it to bear. Let us pray. To the God who is with us in the waiting, may you provide us glimmers of hope in the hours we are most weary. May we remember the power we yield because it is you who fills us. Help us to use that power to contribute to the kingdom where the lowly will be lifted up and the hungry filled with good things.